Welcome to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. I'm talking with James Whistler today. James, today let's talk about the difference between the one truck plumber and larger plumbing companies. What's kind of the good and the bad, and just walk us through your thoughts on that.
Sure. You know, I don't want to say anything bad about, there's definitely pros and cons to each situation. At one point in time, I was a one truck company as well. So, you know, everyone has to get started somewhere, but there's definitely things that you should consider. And so we'll try to review those here. First and foremost, I would say that most people think about initially, and so we'll just cover this one, is cost, or, you know, how much is it going to cost me to hire a one truck plumber versus a larger plumbing company? Whereas it is true that larger plumbing companies have higher overhead, and so therefore their rates are going to be higher than a one truck, you know, company, we have to ask the question, well, what does that overhead cover, and what do I get with that overhead? A few of those things come into play. First and foremost is availability. Most of the time when you have a plumbing problem, you need that taken care of pretty quickly. Unfortunately, because of the lack of resource with a one truck company, they can only be one place at one time. And whereas their rates might be lower, they might tell you, well, I'm not going to be able to get there for 2 weeks. And if that works for you, then maybe it's something you can consider. But we found that a lot of times, you know, when those challenges happen, you need someone very quickly. Another thing that I would mention is just training. A lot of times, you know, even a one or two or three employee company, they're going to be so tied up with just taking care of the daily work and just trying to wear multiple hats and, you know, doing all of those things that they're not going to really be perfecting their craft or maybe changing with the times or, you know, as new products come out and, you know, how to diagnose new products. And, you know, that can be very challenging for, you know, a smaller company to have the resources to do training. So how that affects the client is they may have a technician come to their house and, yeah, he's been in the plumbing trade for years, but they might have a new water heater, like a tankless water heater. And if they don't know how to work on those things, or they haven't been trained on those things and know how they work, well, that can be very challenging for them to either diagnose or fix a problem that may arise out of that product. And then also, you know, maybe you call someone like that and you need a new water heater. If they're not familiar with tankless water heaters and, you know, how to size them properly and how to install them properly, and they're probably not going to give you that option. They're going to say something like, well, tankless water heaters don't work. They're not worth the money. They're going to say something like that when that may not be true. Now, there's times whenever they shouldn't be put in. They're not for every situation, but there are some situations that they're a no-brainer for. So that's just something to keep in mind with training.
Are you all at Whistler Plumbing pretty committed to continuing education for all of your technicians?
Absolutely. We actually have my brother Brian, that's his full-time job, is that's all he does. He's been in the trade for all of his life as well as I have, and that's his full-time job to train, you know, incoming technicians as well as tenured technicians here. And he's constantly, you know, that's all he does full-time. And so we're very committed to training.
And so once the job has been done, you know, it's been done well, most likely with a larger company, but even if it hasn't, if there's a mistake, kind of walk us through what that might look like with a one truck plumber versus a larger company.
Well, the thing to consider there is, and this is not a 100% hard, fast rule, but generally a smaller company, especially a one truck operation, they're going to be priced pretty economically. And those prices are going to be based on what they need to do in one day or 1 week or 1 month. And they really don't have the availability to be going back to visits that you don't pay them any money because they have bills to pay. And, you know, that's the thing about an economical price. You're probably not going to get a warranty. And if you do call that person back, it's not going to go very well. You know, they're going to probably put you off or procrastinate coming back because they have other jobs that are paying, and that's what they need to run to be able to pay their bills. So, you know, you just have to be aware of that added risk as a consumer. You know, yes, that might be a less expensive price up front, but then what might be the cost moving forward from there? Well, another thing that can come into play here is that we are priced to make a profit so that we can stay in business. Now, it's important for security for our employees, but most importantly, it's in place that we price things properly so that if we give a warranty or we put in a water heater or a faucet or a toilet for a client, that if something goes wrong with that, they can call us back 5 years down the road or 8 years down the road. It's known that most small businesses fail in the first 5 years. So if a company isn't priced properly to where that it sustains them into the future, then they not may not be around to serve whatever that product is that they put in for you. So the cheapest price isn't always the best in the long run. I always say that, you know, we're not everyone's plumber. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're obviously not the largest plumbing company either, but, you know, we're obviously bigger than a one truck company. And, you know, so we're not everyone's plumber. And for some people, if they find that person that works really well with them, and, you know, I tip my hat to them and wish them good luck. So, you know, it's like I said, it's pros and cons either way. You just have to kind of weigh the options and what your needs are.
All right. So if you want to find out if Whistler Plumbing and Air is the right fit for you and your home, all you have to do is call them at 540-483-9382.